the grace of final perseverance, knowing that you're going to make it to the end in the state of grace, that is a grace. It's a free gift of God. So many people, and very holy and devout people, they believe that they can go, that they're going to go to heaven nonchalant, no problem. But it's not by our own power that we go to heaven. It's a grace, the grace of final repentance. So what wouldn't we do for this grace? We should be praying for the grace of final repentance every single day, that at the hour of our death, we will have the grace to be in the state of a relationship with God, and not only that, but to receive the sacraments of the church. So let's say you die in the state of grace. Oh, and you know you're about to die, and you haven't received the sacraments yet. Your soul would still be troubled. You would know that, yes, the Lord loves you, and you're in a state of grace, and you've committed no mortal sins. But oh, how you'd be longing to go to your death with the sacrament of reconciliation, with the sacrament of the Eucharist, your viaticum, to carry into the next journey. How could you not want this? Your soul would be yearning for this. This would be your great temptation, just because all of your scrupulosities, all of your insecurities, all of your doubts would crop up on you. So what greater consolation than to receive the sacraments at the hour of your death? And not only that, because if you receive those sacraments, wow, you know your soul will be cleaned. You get this special indulgence by the church. All right, so why do I bring this up? Because the seventh promise to those who pray the rosary devoutly every day is what? Whoever shall have a true devotion to the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Imagine, not only are you going to die with the grace of final repentance, but you're going to die with the sacraments. What a great grace. This is definitely 100% the greatest promise of the rosary. Although we value this one least, we really shouldn't. We should really take a good long look at what this says. I'll say it again. Whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Even if you're a heretic, in the book The Secret of the Rosary, let me read you a quick passage. It's on page 2. Okay. If you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, as most of us do, and even if you have sold your soul to the devil, as sorcerers do, who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as the devil, sooner or later you will be converted and will amend your life and save your soul. And if, big if, you say your Holy Rosary devoutly. Wow. So why do I bring this up? Because you people most likely are the holy people of the church. You are the church militant. You are fighting the good fight, right? Why am I bringing this up to you? Because I want you to take a good look at this picture. I'm going to show you a picture that I'm making in a pamphlet. The pamphlet I've made is called, and I'm going to post this on my website eventually so people can download these. I make these for my parish. How often should I go to confession? And look, there are people who are nude, but that's because they were coming out of purgatory and the angels are giving them their robes. When must I go to confession? All right, that's the name of this document. Now look closely. Most Catholics are never in the state of grace. A survey by Georgetown University called the CARA survey. This was taken in 2007, or 2008, I'm sorry. At least once a month, how many people go to confession? 2%. At least once a year, how many Catholics go to confession? 23%. Less than once a year, remember, the minimum, even if you're like perfectly in the state of grace, is a minimum, even to consider yourself a Catholic in good standing, less than once a year. This means that these people are never, 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 never in the state of grace if they're going to confession less than once a year. And look at the fate of these, objectively speaking, if they are objective, and this is not, this is culpable ignorance. These people should know better. Everybody should know better if they've been baptized and confirmed. Come on. Look at this. Terrible, terrible. And guess what? The pains of hell are far worse than that little picture. 100,000 times worse in this little picture. Whenever people get mad at me, whenever I put pamphlets out like this that have pictures of hell and involve information about mortal sin and statistics, they get so mad. Why are you showing me these pictures? This is my kids going to see this and they're going to cry. Oh, what are you trying to scare my kids? Let's get something straight. Your kids should see this. Your kids should be crying. Why should they be crying? Because so many souls go to hell. What wouldn't we do to save one soul? If we could just convince, to bribe, to do anything, to convince somebody else to pray the rosary. St. Dominic in the book says that he had to preach the rosary with word and with examples. So what does this mean? That means we need to be out there praying the rosary, helping people by letting them see us pray the rosary. So that they'll say, what is this thing he's tinkering? And then one day Our Lady will use that little seed and they'll say, maybe I should learn the rosary. I'm in desperate cases, right? Or maybe when somebody's upset and they're in a bad mood, you can say, hey, man, what's wrong? Oh, I'm very sad. I have so much to do and I don't have enough money and da-da-da-da-da, right? And then you can say, come on. Don't be sad. There's something we can do about this. But I don't have any money. Are you going to give me money? No, I'm not going to give you any money, but we can do something else. Okay, what are we going to do? Let's pray the rosary. But I don't believe in that. Are you desperate? Yes, I'm desperate. Are you willing to try anything? I'm willing to try anything. Well, come on. Miracles and miracles and miracles. Because what's going to happen is Our Lady and Our Lord are going to stand there at the hour of our death, and they're going to say, did you do everything in your power to save souls? And you're going to say, well, I did some stuff. I didn't ask you if you did some stuff. I said, did you do everything in your power to save souls? And then you're going to say, well, And he's like, look at these souls. He's going to show us hell. Look at these souls. I love them so much. And I put you in their life, and what did you do? Nothing. You judged them. You were critical of them. You did not reach out to them in love. All right. So don't we want this even for our loved ones, even for our enemies? Come on. So let us firmly resolve to pray the rosary, to hold the rosary in public, to carry the rosary on our wrist, to wear it from our belts, something, some outward sign of faith involving the Most Holy Rosary. And then that way people will ask us questions. Why do you have this here? Why are you tinkering just these beads in the string? What does this mean? This isn't in the Bible. And then you can say, it's all in the Bible, my friend. This is like a hybrid prayer. The prayers from the Bible are here like hybrid, special order, special method. Come on, let's do this. We can save souls. The Blessed, we don't even have to do it. All we have to do is convince other people to do it. The Blessed Mother takes care of the rest. Come on, let's put these things to the test. Especially when we get onto the next couple of promises where there are some, wow, that's really going to happen? I don't think that's going to happen if I pray the rosary. I've prayed the rosary before. Remember, it has to do with the confidence we have in it, the amount of devotion and meditation we have, and resigning ourselves faithfully to the will of God. God bless you, God love you, and have a great weekend.